Arpan.
I'm Shashanka.
Well, the first question I have to the one named Arpan with the A, because it's the first letter of the alphabet.
Okay.
I saw you over the last couple of days, and I'm trying to find a nice way of putting it. You just looked terrible.
It was more like the middle of the race. I was terrible. I had a lot of problems, some health problems, some physical problems with my legs. And it was just tough to get through, you know, trying to get enough miles to reach my goals.
Well, what were your goals? Or what are your goals?
Well, originally my goals were, you know, try to stay in the race the whole 6 days and hopefully get 100 kilometers a day. And then I lowered it a little bit because of some problems, down to 60 miles a day. And I might be able to get to that if I have a good day.
I mean, literally, I saw you one day, and it looked like you were crawling. You weren't even running or walking.
No, I couldn't. My leg, there was a hamstring on one leg and the quad on the other leg. And they're both, like, turned off or totally unusable almost.
I mean, some people might say, well, you know, I'm just going to give up and I've had a bad time and go home.
Well, luckily I've done these before and I've gotten through a lot of pain and problems. So I knew that eventually, that if I just try to enjoy the race as much as possible, be cheerful and move forward, that I didn't have to worry about the pace, that eventually my body would pick up. I could even run now, but I'm just conserving my energy for the last 12 hours.
Okay. Shashanka.
Yes.
Your goals were, in this race, were to do how much?
Or that wasn't the point.
Oh, that wasn't the point.
Well, I had several goals. One was to smile more than last year.
Now, I think you've succeeded at that one, my guess.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm quite happy with that.
Now, by the way, people understand, that's not an easy goal.
No, that's not easy, especially when you're hurting. Mile-wise, I was much less trained than last year, so I didn't really have a very fixed goal. Now my goal is to go to 300, which, you know, should be possible.
Well, what's your mileage now?
It's 278, I think.
And Arpan, your mileage is?
308, I think. This one? Yeah, 308.
So, I mean, literally, we have, you know, less than 24 hours to go. You're glad you both came, though, right? I mean, Arpan, for you, it was like 7 years. Shashanka, you did it last year, but you're glad you came back, right?
Well, the smile for
6 days.
Well, the thing is, it's always beneficial to do it. Because in whatever state you are, I mean, you're making progress, you are having all these experiences. I had 4 days very hard until I really got in. Fifth day was really good. Today it's good morning, but difficult afternoon. But there's so many, you know, good things happening, but there's a lot of hard things happening, and I think it's kind of the name of the game, you know, that you have good experiences and it's about much more than just running.
Okay. Arpan, one last question then. It took you 7 years to get back here. What's on the horizon? For a guy who turns 59 in July.
Yeah. Well, one thing is that Sri Chinmoy always encouraged me to do multi-days. At least twice he specifically said to do two races, which I did, and they were all very difficult. They're always difficult, but they're enjoyable. I mean, I really, you're out here, you have 24 hours a day to think of spiritual things, whether it's chanting or singing or getting into a nice rhythm and feeling, you know, nature around you. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to, you know, it's kind of escape from one level of reality to another level of reality. And then also, you're challenged to be happy when inevitably things are going to be tough physically. You know, when you're hurting or things aren't going right, and you learn how to be happy through that, then life, I guess, would be easier to be happy in real life when things don't go right. So it is, like Shashanka said, a real valuable experience, whether you do good or not, you know, in terms of mileage. And I didn't do as well as I thought in terms of, you know, physically running and enjoying the race on that level, but I really had a lot of time to feel some spiritual things out here. And, you know, every minute that we talk and we walk, we're getting happier because we're getting so much closer to the goal. You know, it's like there's no more 5 o'clock anymore in the race, because that's the last of the evening, you know, hours. In other words, tomorrow at noon we're gone. But so, you know, you get happier toward the end, but during the race you have to find happiness no matter what happens. And that's a real challenge. It's really beneficial. I think I might do one again, but I definitely will train more seriously to strengthen my body, because it's not as enjoyable if you break down and you can't recover during the race. In other words, if you're not well trained, this is a killer. You can't fool your body in this race.
Thank you.